Chapter 53. New York, September 1986. They sang it every week, Alice told me. It was the most hope-inspiring sound I have ever heard. Those thin voices in unison, the thump of palms against doors, litter pails, bedboards, anything that could be struck. The guards hated it because they were powerless to stop it. Yes, they could mete out punishment at random or single out those seen as inciters, and they could, and did, punish us all. But when everything has been taken from you, everything except hope, it gives you a strange sort of strength. For us, hope could be found in singing that song. I learned, too, that there was a means of communication between the cells. I hadn't been aware of it until I heard a whisper high above my head. I looked up through the gloom and I could see then that there was a metal grill there. I had to dismantle my bed, fold the mattress in on itself and stand on top, and even then it wasn't quite high enough. Still, I could hear the words faintly, a woman's voice. Alice smiled. Do you know, it was at once the most mundane and the most wonderful conversation I have had in my life. It was the sort of conversation you might start up with a stranger on a train. What's your name? She asked me. And how do you come to be here? The sort of questions that would pass for inanities elsewhere. But in there, to have a conversation, a normal conversation, was a miraculous thing indeed. Her name was Madeline. She was a simple farm girl from the Cevennes, but she had been involved in brave work, helping to receive parachute drops of supplies, and sometimes people. One night it had all gone wrong. She said it wasn't even a particularly important drop, some fairly basic supplies, a small quantity of dynamite. They'd got to her before she had time to take her cyanide capsule, the one that had been given to her by the SOE. Her brother had managed to take his, though. Alice shook her head. Can you guess how old she was? I shook my head. 17. She had barely any education and no real knowledge of the world outside her small sphere, simply an instinctive understanding of what was right of her duty.